Today's scripture is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 4 to 5. Behold, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. Behold, you will call a nation you do not know, and a nation which knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God. Even the Holy One is Israel, for he has glorified you.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 9,000 churches around the world, local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this service through the satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers, today is truly joyful and happy day. 13 years ago today, the providence of God for this church started at a whole new level. Tonight, I'll briefly tell you about God's providence that He has accomplished through this church during the last 13 years. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it was May 1998, 13 years ago today. So, last Sunday was May 15th, right? And it was May 15th, 13 years ago. In May of that year, there was a two-week revival meeting under the title of God is Light. In a series of 15 messages that I delivered, I explained how our God is. You know, God is the perfect light who has no darkness at all. God the Father was pleased with it and confirmed my word with amazing signs and wonders for the entire 2 weeks. After a two-week-long heavenly feast, it was Friday, May 15th, which happened to be my birthday. Beginning in the morning of that day, a double rainbow encircled the sun. Well, this is the picture we took in 1998, and the video camera was not good enough. So, I mean, many people were able to see double-fold rainbow. So this was the first time to see this kind of rainbow on my birthday. An amazing work took place in the spiritual realm. God the Father sealed me as one who would lead countless souls to salvation in the end time. He also entrusted me with full powers to manage the job. The souls that I had to lead to salvation also included those who couldn't be saved according to justice. Now that the end time is getting closer and closer, sin and evil prevail to the extent that people cannot even imagine how deeply they have become involved in sin. Not only churchgoers, but also a number of pastors who are seriously stained by sin fall into this category, and number is not small. God the Father enlarges the boundary of salvation for all of them through me, so that just one more soul can reach salvation. That's why He bestowed the duty upon me on my birthday in May 1998, and He entrusted me with full powers to carry it out. The enemy, devil, and Satan didn't keep silent, though. They said to God, "It's not fair. Give us a chance to test Him." God the Father never does anything unfairly. He gave me such a blessing because I had personally piled up enough justice through May 1998. However, God the Father accepted the request and allowed them to test me. It was because He foreknew I would pass any kind of test. So, then, the enemy, devil, and Satan couldn't accuse me any longer. Moreover, since I was unjustly tested, I satisfied another justice. And because of this, I became qualified to later receive even greater power and blessing. So, back then, Father God told me in advance what would happen. So this kind of test would come to you. And those tests came three times. And the Father God told me that there will be a great explosion in broadcasting area. And after that, After the three tests, Father God said that you would receive blessing. And this is a blessing for your church. And just as you saw in Mami magazine, from the year 2000, I started to manage the crusades, and great signs and wonders manifested. And then my crusade was broadcast live in Uganda, and even the CNN, and broadcast my crusade in Uganda worldwide. So then the three tests of 1998 and 1999 occurred. These tests divided servants of God and members of this church into two categories, of truth and untruth, and light and darkness. They confessed with their lips, I love you, I trust you. But those who were not true betrayed the church and left. So Father God said again, back then, they witnessed the power of God and signs and miracles. And they said they love you, they believe you. But their confession was not true. They just had knowledge. They didn't believe in their hearts. It was not spiritual confession. So when tests came, they betrayed the church and left, because they were deceived by Satan. In addition, the darkness of those who only appeared to love God was finally revealed. As I saw their hearts deteriorated, I felt pain and sorrow, and I shed many tears. However, I have never hated anyone, nor I have resented anyone. I cannot hate any soul that I once loved, because I love them in the Spirit. Spiritual love never changes. My heart is burning for those who are going the way of death, so it's obvious that my mourning for them is great. When I was under the three tests, I treated those who did only evil to me only with goodness. Even though I received intolerable slander and insults, I've never used the power of the curse. I prayed that they might turn back from the way of sinners and walk the way of life. Likewise, God the Father saw me pass all the tests with goodness and love. And the enemy devil and Satan did too. From that time on, they have never been able to accuse me at all. What has happened as a result of it since year 2000? Beginning with the work of creation that changed the salty water of Muon into drinkable water, a whole different level of power started to be manifested. The works of God's power took place fully throughout the period of the overseas crusades. It confirmed the fact that God guarantees me. From Uganda in 2000 to New York of the U.S. in 2006, I conducted a total of 12 crusades. And it was also the providence of God to hold the crusades in many places of the world. They served as foundation for the great mission which has given to this church to accomplish. They became the backdrop for the global parish and setting for the meeting with kings. The 12 crusades were the works behind the scene to allow for the return of the gospel to Israel. From 2007, this church managed a 3-year-long Israel mission. It was one of the missions that God the Father gave to this church in the beginning. When I come, you will enter Israel and preach the gospel there. And you will write a book, Awaken Israel. That was the word given by God. So I obeyed, and then it took place. So I wrote the book, Awaken Israel, and the gospel was preached in Israel. Through a 3-year-long ministry, I was able to conduct crusade in Jerusalem, Israel. So under the providence of Father God, the enemy devil and Satan couldn't do anything to me. So, and many signs and wonders were manifested, and Father God blessed this church. God already, I mean, in 2003, as the Crusades continued, I personally began the study of the Spirit. God already gave me the most high power of creation in 2002. However, to manifest a whole different level of power, the study of the Spirit and its training began. The procedures of this study and training were also preliminary courses for this church to accomplish a greater mission at the end of time. The second stage of takeoff for this church was the period from 1998 till 2009. During the period of this second stage, God the Father prepared this church for the works this church should achieve in the third stage of takeoff. God made me finish the study of the Spirit and the spiritual training, and made this church become outstanding in the world throughout the Crusades, and set up 9,000 branch churches around the world. Manmin TV, GCN, Manmin International Seminary, World Christian Doctors Network were established and have accomplished tremendous growth and achievements. The most important goals this church should achieve in the third stage are the construction of sanctuaries and establishing the global parish. So, year 2010, the third stage of takeoff began. On the first year, Father God made you repent. So, whole members were able to repent and destroy the wall of sin before God. That's how Father God worked. So the construction of sanctuaries and the global parish establishment are the two major missions that are given to this church, which we have to accomplish in the third stage of takeoff. The Canaan sanctuary will soon begin. The Grand Sanctuary will follow after Canaan sanctuary under the providence of God the Father. And I explained the reason why before. And the global parish. Why? Because sin is prevailing in the whole world. Without this gospel of holiness, people, it's not easy for them to receive salvation. I mean, read the Bible. Where in the Bible can you find the verse that says a sinner can receive salvation? So through this gospel of holiness, through GCN and broadcasting ministry, the gospel of holiness will be spread to the whole world. So that's why we have to establish the global parish. The groundwork for these goals has been laid already, but there is one that is missing. It is the finances. God the Father already told us the Grand Sanctuary will not be constructed with the offerings of the church members, but by the help of kings. And in November 2001, He promised me with the 100-fold blessing. He said, I will pour blessing upon you that is 100 times more than what you have sown from the day you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ until now. Of course, you know, before He gave me this blessing, Father God already gave me blessing. And in addition to that, Father God promised to give me the blessing. In March 2002, He confirmed His promise once again. God also said that it's not until then when He made this promise, but until when I would receive the 100-fold blessing. Actually, it's already a huge amount that I had sown since November 2001. But it's not sufficient to just construct the Grand Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. 10 years have passed by, and today, the 100-fold blessing of what I have sown is more than enough to build the Canaan Sanctuary. So the Canaan Sanctuary will become the biggest and greatest church of the world, where tens of thousands of people can give worship service at the same time in a sanctuary. And you will have the buildings of MIS and kindergarten and Manmin International Seminary, WCDN, and Manmin TV. They will be all constructed together. And it is just more than enough. It is more than enough to build all of them. It is enough to lay the foundation of the Grand Sanctuary. So we'll be able to purchase the real estate where we can build Grand Sanctuary. The actual amount of the financial blessing that God promised to me about 100 years, 10 years ago, was finally revealed in November 2009. And then on my birthday last year, God gave me the answer. God said, no one can touch this financial blessing since it is what God gave to me. He added that He would make it a comprehensive blessing and allow for it to come into my possession at the best time. The best time refers to the time when we feel the value of hundredfold blessing the most and greatest. It has something to do with the currency exchange rate, which changes according to the flow of the world situation. Among the comprehensive blessings, there is one thing God considers important. It is your measure of faith. Once the financial blessing comes in, the construction of the Canaan Sanctuary will begin immediately. However, the Canaan Sanctuary can be constructed by those members who reach the proper level of faith that God the Father desires. Through Moses, Israelites escaped from Egypt. But the first generation couldn't enter the land of Canaan. But second generation did. They began their lives by living by the commandments of God the Father. They were the second generation of Exodus. And those second generation were able to enter Canaan Sanctuary, the land of blessing. So that's why, to enter the sanctuary of blessing, the Canaan Sanctuary, from the construction time, we should be sanctified. You didn't grow up from the beginning. You didn't live your life by, you know, obeying the commandments of God the Father, because this country is not a Christian country. But Father God desires to build the Canaan Sanctuary by the hands of those sanctified people or those people who reach salvation. That's what Father God wanted. So Father God desires many members come to salvation. Father God wants to build the Canaan Sanctuary by the hands of those who love Father God, and Father God loves. So, this week, Father God said, and He said last week too, since December 25th, the level of faith of your members increased a lot. On my birthday last year, I gave you the answer of the hundredfold blessing. But your members, your church members, still believe. Even though a year passed and the money didn't reach, your members didn't doubt. And they don't doubt. They just believe and pray. And so, if we had received the money on my birthday or whenever, then of course you would have been, you know, joyful, and you would have rejoiced because the money came in. But Father God didn't give the money this week. But our members didn't see the money. You didn't touch the money. But still, your faith doesn't change. Even though you don't see it, your faith didn't shake. You still believe, you still rejoice, you still enjoy the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You trusted the shepherd, you believed in me, the senior pastor. So, it was different, completely different level of faith that you had in 1998 and 1999. You said you believed me and you trusted me in 1998 and 1999. You loved me. All the pastors, all the servants of God, they said so. But their faith, their confession were lies. Before our Lord was crucified on the cross, when our Lord entered the city of Jerusalem, the people of Jerusalem welcomed them with Hosanna, Hosanna, okay, with palm trees. But they cheered and welcomed our Lord. But a few days later, our Lord was arrested. And those people were tempted by those high priests and Pharisees. They welcomed our Lord with Hosanna, but a few days later, they yelled to crucify our Lord on the cross. So, they just had knowledge, not faith. They didn't have spiritual faith. So, without spiritual faith, betrayal comes naturally. And that kind of faith cannot save you. You gotta have spiritual faith. And by this faith, you can be saved. And this faith can be given from Father God. The knowledge you can have. But faith is given only by God the Father. And it is spiritual faith. And only when you have this kind of spiritual faith, can you be saved. So when you have this kind of faith, you will not commit sin. You will live only by the Word of God. Since you don't have such a faith, you commit sin and you don't live by the Word of God. So, in that case, you have faith as knowledge. It is a fleshly faith. Spiritual faith is accompanied with deeds and you will live by the Word of God. This is spiritual faith. So this kind of spiritual faith you should have. But in 1998 and 1999, there were so many people who had fleshly faith, who were like chaff, even though they witnessed the power of God, the signs and wonders, they didn't circumcise their hearts. That's why they committed sin again and again. So when the time came, those people left this church. So that's what Father God did then. And before we enter Canaan Sanctuary, you will have spiritual, the Canaan Sanctuary will be built by those who have spiritual faith. That's what Father God wanted. So that's why He worked like this. So your faith was confirmed yesterday. Even though the money didn't arrive, you rejoiced, you were happy, and you were joyful. So all the works that Father God did, everything is under His providence. For this third stage of takeoff, last year, Father God made you repent so that Father God wants you to destroy the wall of sin that you piled up before God. And this year, you will be able to see the explosive work of the Holy Spirit so that we can establish the world parish. Father God works like that. And to do that, we need money, right? So, when the time comes, the money is ready. So we'll be able to build the Canaan Sanctuary, GCN TV and Manmin TV, and we will accomplish the world global parish. We have to do it all at once. So we need power, which is money. With this money, we can do such things. So when the time comes, Father God will give that money to us. So without faith, it cannot happen. But you gotta have a faith to believe. But most of you have that kind of faith now. When He gave us the vision of the Grand Sanctuary, He also said it would be built by the holy children. It's the same with the Canaan Sanctuary. In the later half of last year, your true level of faith were revealed. Chances are that many of you wouldn't have even received the salvation due to the sins leading to death. Then I realized the reason God had given a grace period before the financial blessing was delivered into my possession, even though God gave me the answer on my birthday last year. Once the Canaan sanctuary is built, what is more important than the visible building itself are the members who will worship inside the sanctuary. When the faith of the members who were the core of the church fall short of this level, then it is pointless no matter how beautiful the building itself is. Therefore, God the Father drove the spiritual flow even more rapidly. He worked so that they could confess and repent of the sin that leads to death and turn back from it. And I risked my life to help you to be forgiven of your sins. I leaped into the original space of God the Father and offered the prayer of love that transcended justice. As its result, God the Father had great mercy on all of us. He gave us an opportunity to make a fresh new start beginning December 25th last year. Since then, I witnessed your faith that has increased greatly and more rapidly than ever before. Since you got rid of the burden of sin, your faith could increase. You put your burden of sin under the cross, so you are refreshed, right? And your faith started to grow up. Now you have a goal. It is a new Jerusalem, not heaven. Your goal has changed to become New Jerusalem. So many people make a resolution to go to New Jerusalem and doing a campaign to go to New Jerusalem. Not only Sunday school students, but men's mission members and women's mission members, and the Latin Salt Mission, Mary's Mission, Paul's Mission, Canaan Mission. And but they are all doing a campaign to purify themselves, to circumcise themselves, to become sanctified, to become children of God, true children of God, to enter Spirit and the Holy Spirit. You are doing this kind of campaign, and you are actively participating into this campaign to cast off every form of evil. And this cannot be done automatically. Even if I force you, you cannot do it. Even if I give you money, you cannot do it. Only by the grace of God, you can do it. Then your heart is burning for that goal, right? In addition to that, we will have district leaders meeting in coming July. And in that seminar, in that meeting, well, you want to see whether you stand on the rock of faith. And what is the problem you cannot enter? What is the reason you cannot enter Spirit and Holy Spirit? You want to know, right? Many people do not discern it, whether they stand on the rock of faith, whether they can enter Spirit or Holy Spirit. You don't know the reason. So, in a district leaders seminar, I will explain how to discern it. What is the rock of faith? What is the evidence of standing on the rock of faith? And last year I told you, how to, I'm going to touch you so that you can enter Spirit and Holy Spirit. And I'm going to, last year when I said that Father God made me touch those people who committed sin. So this year, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to touch those people who cannot enter Spirit and Holy Spirit yet. Some people are at the 70% of the third level of faith. Some are 90% or 99%. But they don't know why they cannot enter Spirit or Holy Spirit. They just have just 1% left to enter the fourth level of Spirit. The fourth level of faith. They cannot find the reason. There are quite many people like that. And some people think they are already a man of spirit, but they are not. Those stand on the rock of faith think that they live a life of goodness. So they think that they are men of spirit. But there is something blocking them from entering the fourth level of faith. But they do not realize it. They do not understand it. They cannot discover it. There are people like that. And even those who haven't stand on the, who have not, you know, who haven't stand on the rock of faith. Even leaders of the church haven't reached the third level of faith. There are some people like that. Even though they are leaders of the church, some are in the first or second level of faith yet. And you can check it by yourself. Even though you are a leader of the church, if you haven't cast off the deeds of the flesh, then you are still first level of faith. Even though you become a Christian for 10, 20 years, you are still in the first level of faith to the eyes of God. Well, you are a leader because you have been in this church for long years. But you are still in the first level of faith. It's quite difficult to receive salvation on that level. So, in the district leaders conference or seminar, I'm going to explain it to you. I mean, check your faith and see what kind of level of faith you are in. And prepare yourself and come to the seminar. And when you listen to my message, then you will be able to understand what you are short of. You know, I don't have enough time to teach you again and again, right? And during the Sunday morning service, I'm explaining the levels of faith, right? Many of you should understand many things. There are some people who are doing the opposite life of a Christian. There are quite many. I have taught you for years so that you can live as a proper Christian. But many of you are not. Even though I tell you to go to the east, so many people go to the west. There are quite many people like that. Before December 25th, last year. So that's why I spent days with tears. Even though I taught you about heaven and hell, even though Father God revealed them so clearly, there are people who are going to the way of destruction in hell. When I thought of it, I was so sad. Not only young students, but also those who are supposed to have strong faith were committing the sin that leads to death and going the way of destruction. They got sick, they got AIDS, they got cancers because of that. From December 25th, you put down the burden of sin on the ground under the cross. So you have an opportunity to start again. And I witness your faith increased greatly and more rapidly than ever before. And to my surprising, after my spiritual training was over, last year, he said, in the later half, even though there are evil people, they can repent if you want them to repent. When you touch them, they will repent, even though they are evil. So I couldn't understand exactly what that meant. But last year, I started to touch those people who committed grave sin. I didn't point them directly. I said, it's not right to live such a life, right? But when I said that, young people repented on that week. I was surprised. I just pointed, then they repented from the depths of their hearts. So I realized that the power of God that I manifest has reached this level. Some students do not listen to you, even if you say to them, stop watching TV, stop drinking, stop smoking. The parents cannot manage their children well, right? Because they don't obey. But thankfully, when I pointed them, they changed. They repented. And they fasted. And to change, you witnessed it. So this year, even though I didn't touch the people directly, individually, they quit watching TV, they started to pray, and they made a resolution to live by the word of God. Even though they are young students in elementary school, many young people are doing it. And especially, the Performing Arts Committee members, there are many good-looking men and women, and they became the targets of evil people. But when I touched them, they started to repent right away. They cast off worldly things. They even changed their cell number, not to receive any call from an opposite member. So I could see many people are changing rapidly. It was a great work of God the Father. Last year, I asked her sister what she did on Sunday, on holidays. And she said she went to movies on holidays. She went to movies, she said. So I said, on such a precious time, how could you go to movies and spend a day? How foolish it is. Why don't you spend such time for God? How good it will be. You can pray to God. You can read the word of God. You can listen to the message. If you spend the time for our Father God, how good it will be. I said that just once. But she obeyed right away. And she started to quit the worldly things. She stopped going to movies. She stopped meeting with those people, you know, who asked her to go to movies. And once I touched her, she cut off all the worldly things. And I was surprised to see her. And I was so thankful because she obeyed me. It's not easy to cut off those worldly things right away. But she did. I just once touched her. If our members could do, then many of you would come to Spirit in just a month. And you would receive great blessing. Who can obey like this and who cannot? So she cut off herself from the worldly things like that so easily. Then I asked the people around. So the people around her also started to quit in the worldly things. And then they started to spend time for Father God. So she changed rapidly. You seem to be forced to manage your believing life out of fear, but now you do it willingly with love. Since you love the Father, you try to live by His word, to pray fervently, and you enjoy worship. In addition, when you sow to God the Father, you don't do it begrudgingly or under compulsion. With the longing heart for the Grand Canaan Sanctuary, you give by your own initiative with all your heart, will, and mind. In just 5 months, your faith has grown up well. And so, God the Father said, the proper measure of faith that He desired has been filled. Now, all the prerequisites have been met to receive the financial blessing that God promised. Last year, I was able to lead the way of salvation to those who committed sin leading to death because I received the training to adapt myself to the spiritual spaces. It is a must as we enter the Korean Christian community and accomplish the global parish in the future. There are many souls who committed the sin that leads to death in Korean Christian community and in the world. To lead them to salvation, I needed the training of adapt myself to the spaces that I received in the later half of 2010. So yesterday, Father God surrounded me with the aurora light. And it means the light that He surrounded before. I mean, the aurora light that He surrounds me now is much greater than the light that I used to wear, okay? And then it will show you the work, the explosive work of the Holy Spirit. When Father God says something, He accomplishes it. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let me conclude this message. Tonight, I briefly explain the providence that God has accomplished through this church since May 1998. Just as Isaiah 55 verses 4 and 5 says, God the Father wants to work through Manmin at this end time. He desires Manmin to proclaim the glory of God to the world and to testify that God is truly alive. Even though people say they believe in God, without seeing the evidence, their faith cannot become true faith. It may be the faith as knowledge, but it cannot become spiritual faith. When they have spiritual faith, they cannot live in the darkness. They cannot commit sin. Since Father God is watching over them, since Father God is holy, and you are holy children, how can you live your life befriending the world? You cannot but live in the light. When you live in the light, Father God can be with you, and you can manifest the signs that Father God is with you. To accomplish this, according to justice, this church and I have undergone numerous trials and overcome them well. And now, with the blessing that God the Father gives us, we should achieve our missions with the determination of fish swimming to spawning grounds or a bird migrating in the sky. I give my thanks to you who have run together with me until now. However, the race just began. I urge you to pray all the more fervently until we accomplish the last providence, which will be the highlight of human cultivation. May you dwell in the glory in heaven. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life in us. Father God, on my birthday, you gave us chance to look back on our works under your providence. Thank you for leading this church under your providence. Father, let our members stand on the rock of faith all the more. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Father God, hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Lay your hands on these people. Transcending space and time, please work on these people who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and in brain churches around the world. And GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers, lay your hands on them. And those members of 9,000 brain churches around the world and missionaries and pastors around the world. Pastor Shim James, Kwon Ki Bong, and Sharon Barr will attend the Book Expo of America from May 23rd to 26th. Father, please let them bear great fruits in Book Expo. Father, please bless Abraham Vincent, pastor in India. Let Arul Bakku GCN TV be blessed both in spirit and body. And the Trinity Full Gospel Church building will be well constructed, and let his seminary develop well. Bless Aziza Munganza of Congo to be healed of AIDS. AIDS go away, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed, may the light come. Father, please burn AIDS by the fire of the Holy Spirit and cleanse it. From Germany, Mr. Richard Hemmenrehe requested prayer to be healed of pain on his back and right leg. Father, please let the pain go away on his back and right leg. Kennedy Caputi from Belgium requested prayer for her wife to be healed of insomnia and to repent the deeds of the body and to be forgiven. Father, please drive away the dark forces of the darkness. Father, please bless Wang Manmin Church in China to be protected and to discover the lost sheep. And bless those members to give prayer fervently. And bless Liu Bingwei. And Father, please govern their hearts. Let all problems be solved in the church. The enemy, devil, and Satan, go away. May the light come. Father, please bless Liu Bingyi to be healed of uterine cancer and stomach cancer and tumor. May the light come. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. Father, thank you. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they can become healthy both in spirit and body. Father, please make them healthy and be with us in the second half of this service. And let these people see the aurora lights. Please open their spiritual eyes and let them watch the light that you gave to me. Let many people be healed and experience the power of God. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.